Good morning, Southwest Florida. It's 11:07 here at News Radio 1580 WCCF, and it's time for the Dr. Triana Show. This is a live medical talk show, and we encourage you to call in at 206-1580, toll-free 888-441-1580. Once again, that's 206-1580 or toll-free at 888-441-1580. The program is brought to you by the Triana Prevention Center, and Dr. Triana is currently accepting new patients. Give her a call at 625-1990. The office is, when are you open next?
Good morning, everyone. Monday morning? Okay. Yes, because yes, we really are live today. Okay. And yes, it is the day after Thanksgiving, 2015, and I want to just... welcome everyone, and to those of you who are listening to us and enjoying the program in the past, in the future, in the present. We're so happy. I'm happy that I'm here. What a beautiful day. I hope everyone had the most wonderful Thanksgiving. Did you have a wonderful Thanksgiving?
It certainly was. Wonderful Thanksgiving. And it's a day, you know, I think every day should be Thanksgiving. And my dad had a saying.
Yes.
Every day should be Thanksgiving, and every day should be Christmas as well.
Oh.
You know, we shouldn't just have that one day that we're thankful for, the one day that we celebrate the birth of Christ. It should be every day that we are thankful.
Well, what I love about Thanksgiving is that it's our American holiday, and we have a day of thanks. And it goes beyond any boundaries of any religion, wherever you're, what state, you know. It's just a day of thanks. I think it's so wonderful.
And I ate way too much. Way too
much. Yeah, I think everybody does.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's so many good things to eat. And everybody has their own traditions. So, yes, we are live. So if you have a question and you want to ask us something, you could call us at 206-1580. Because you know, we're here from Port Charlotte, Florida. I had to say that. Port Charlotte, Florida. And did you see that moon last night?
Oh, it's beautiful. Two nights ago, I saw the full moon because I was at the Christmas tree tent at night. And I stepped out after cutting a couple of trees at my other job. And it was really fun. Really fun.
Oh, wow.
And then I walk out and all the work is done and I'm ready to wrap up. And I look up at that moon and I thought, wow, you know.
It's beautiful. And, you know, those are the kind of things that if we just look around and appreciate where we live, how good is that for our health? You know, there was a movement where they said they want people just to go out in nature one day out of the year, just be in nature. I think it's wonderful. But I think the nature we're going to talk about today is each of us. Each one of us is our own little world. And each one of us, what is the most important thing we have? It's our health. You know, if we could just take care of our health, we can live better, live longer better, have more good years, enjoy our families, try to avoid, to me, avoiding being dependent on others, try to avoid keeping your independence. Not, you know, to me, that's really important. I've always said I have three Dachshunds, you know, three wiener dogs, and I love my little dogs. So if I can't be with my little tiny dogs, who are so cute, they're not that tiny, you know, that to me is part of my life. To be in a facility where I couldn't be with my dogs would be really hard.
I just thought of a good idea. I think what we should do is somehow you get me pictures of the dachshunds,
yeah,
and I'll put them on your blog page, which is, you know, at WCCFAM.com.
The munchkins?
Yeah. I'm sure people would like to see them.
And we have a caller.
Yes, we do. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, caller.
Oops. That happens sometimes.
Oh, yeah. Well, if you're trying to call... it's 206-1580. Give us a call if you want to ask a medical question. If you want to just say Happy Thanksgiving Day. If you want to just say what was your favorite food yesterday? Because everybody has their favorite, right?
You know what I miss from my mom? She used to make oyster dressing.
Really?
It's regular dressing, and she'd take a big jar of Hilton oysters, mix in with that. She'd make the dressing, and she'd make some for my dad because he didn't like it, but she always made a little one for me and her with the oysters in it.
Oh.
It was amazing. It's so good, and it's good cold, too.
Really?
Yeah, the next
day.
You know,
I have to be honest with you. I'm not really... Oysters are not on my number one list. But we do have a what body part am I? And this is, hey, if you all listening out there, I am very important. What body part am I? I am very important. You need to use me to play your computer, to play the piano, and to open a door. I'm also important if you want to walk down the beach and spend it with that person that you care for. Remember, we had the sexual health tip of the week.
Yes, and last week I remember how important that, yeah.
Okay, so everybody out there, this is pretty easy. What body part am I? Very, very important. And into talking about your health. You know, every one of us has certain numbers that we remember. You remember your phone number. How about your social security number? Does anybody remember their bra size, all you women out there? What's your bra size? Do you remember your shoe size? How about your pant size? How many people remember that? And we do. So why can't we remember very important numbers that affect our health? There was a huge study that just came out about the importance of your blood pressure. And we know that controlling your blood pressure decreases your risk for a heart attack and stroke. The study said that we want your blood pressure less than 120 systolic. So, and your diastolic is important too. 120 over 80, that's our magic number. How many people out there know their blood pressure? And I mean, you know, just know it off the top of your head. How many of us know what was our last fasting blood sugar? Do you know that if your blood sugar is above 100, it again puts you in a risk category for diabetes and insulin resistance? How about our lipids? You know your lipids saying?
No, I don't.
You know what your total cholesterol is?
No.
How about your triglycerides?
No.
How about your healthy cholesterol, your HDL? Your LDL, we need to know these numbers. They're more important than our phone numbers.
Wow. Yeah.
Most people know their phone numbers. Most people know their size of their shoe. I know the size of my shoe.
And yet I know the fuel capacity of my car and how many quarts of oil it takes.
Well, I don't know that.
But what if we said before, people take better care of their cars than they do themselves?
That's true. But you know what? I don't know that about my car.
I know how many dollars it takes to fill it from empty, you know,
really?
With today's prices. Yeah.
Well, it dropped.
Yeah. Thank goodness.
Okay. How many of you out there know your waist size? And, you know, here I am talking the day after the feast day of all America, which is Thanksgiving. And I'm getting down to reality. What is your waist size? How many of you out there know what your pulse is? Do you know what your pulse is? That's your how many heartbeats? Mm-hmm. How fast your, what is the rate of your heartbeat in a minute? Well, that's really important to know because if your heart rate is too fast at rest, that could mean that you are not in good physical shape. It could mean that your certain medications or some stimulants that you're taking could be accelerating your heart rate. If it's too slow, your heart rate, your heart won't push blood to your brain. We call that sinus bradycardia or bradycardia. If it's too fast, it can also be an indicator of heart disease. So how many of us know our pulse? You know, these are really, really simple things, and yet they are big and important things. What's that? It's in the details, right? These little details are so important. Yeah. Very, very important.
Dr. Triana, say I'm a person that lives alone and I'm older, or maybe I'm younger, and I have I'm monitoring my blood pressure, my pulse, and everything. I'm not sure if the machine that I'm using is accurate or good. I could bring it in to you, right?
And of course, that's the thing with my patients. What we do is we have the patients bring in their machines, and so that we can see if it correlates with what we're doing in the office. And that way we'll know, because sometimes, you know, patients are not using their machine correctly, or they're not, it's not calibrated. You know, every machine has to be calibrated, including, you know, when diabetics check their blood sugar, that blood sugar has to be calibrated. That machine has to be calibrated, and we have to know if it's accurate or not. Because if not, that would change what you're doing with your medications or if you're on insulin. So it's very important that you partner with your doctor and see how accurate what the data that you're getting, is it accurate? Is your blood sugar machine accurate or not? So we're going to take a little break, and then we got more to come.
Another morning where you just drag yourself out of bed after hitting the snooze button five times. Now you're driving to work. It's like a zombie. That lack of energy and poor sleep every night is just one sign that your hormones may be out of whack. Time to get them back in balance with Bio-T. Both men and women need testosterone and suffer without it. And all you need is a quick little test. My testosterone was too low, my estrogen too high, and it meant that I was just foggy and irritable every day until I learned about Bio-T Medical. Bio-T is all natural. It's not synthetic. It's not those shots or messy creams that you hear a lot about. With Bio-T, all you need, 2-3 treatments a year, as opposed to painful shots that you're getting every week. Come out of the fog, feel youthful again, get that libido back up, feel happy, even maintain your weight loss.
Hi, this is Dr. Elizabeth Triana. Let me balance your hormones with Bio-T. Call me at 941-625-1990. For your appointment.
It's 11:19 here at News Radio 1580 WCCF, and the program brought to you by the Triana Prevention Center. Be sure and call Dr. Triana's office at 625-1990. Once again, that's 625-1990, located on Harbor Boulevard in Port Charlotte, basically right across the street from the bowling alley.
American Legion, directly across the street from the American Legion. And one thing I love about, I have such a great group of ladies that I work with. And, you know, one thing I enjoy about being a family doctor is literally I am part of my patients' families. I hear what happens in their lives. I meet their kids, their grandkids when they come to visit, their children. And I offer to my patients a very warm environment with very friendly personal care. And that's one thing, you know, it's when someone walks in that door, they can feel right away, this is like no other family practice, because you walk in, you're like coming into someone's living room. And in primary care, you know, we just talked about the Bio-T. The Bio-T is a wonderful program, but that's just one of the programs that I offer in my office. I offer primary care. So people go, what is primary care? Primary care means a family doctor. They used to call it a GP, a family doctor, someone who takes care of you and follows you for all your medical problems. It's like the captain of the ship. It's your coordinator, the one who puts it all together. You may go see a specialist, but you come back to your family doctor. Your family doctor puts it together. So you, many patients have chronic illnesses, which I take care of, like diabetes, COPD, high blood pressure, high cholesterol. And all these, your primary care physician can take care of and follow with you. Women's health. I do pap smears, and I have young patients, older patients. They need to have a physical exam. I also am a lipidologist. I have my boards in lipids. And what is lipids? It's cholesterol, triglycerides, your HDL, your LDL. All this is put together for the prevention of heart attack, stroke, and diabetes. You know, we've said before, Zane, once you get diagnosed with diabetes, you've actually had a problem for 10 to 15 years.
Wow. And probably didn't even know.
Right. But if we, that's one of the numbers you need to know, is your blood sugar.
Fasting blood sugar.
Fasting blood sugar. And if it's above 100, you better do something about it. Better know that. And just like your cholesterol, why wait to have the heart attack? 50% of people who have a heart attack, that is their first symptom. When really, if we get underneath and look, we can do advanced lipid testing. We can check for inflammation. We could look for blood sugar, lipids. It's really, you know, people will say it's the first symptom, but really there's been more going on that someone like me, who leaves no stone unturned, can uncover way ahead of time and find that. What is your risk? What is your risk for heart attack and stroke? You don't want to wait. You don't want to wait for that big one to happen. Also, in my office, in my practice, I do hormone balancing. And again, the hormone balancing is very important in order to age healthier. And I use the program BioT, B-I-O-T-E, and that's for men and women. So, you know, this is part of all the services that I offer, not just as a family physician where I take care of patients who have COPD, diabetes, chronic illnesses, heart disease, vascular disease, patients who have problems with being overweight, all these things. I help my patients with asthma. And, you know, there is so much we can do to, again, to prevent our major events. Some of the services that I offer in my office, too, we do ultrasounds. We do Holter monitoring. We do spirometry, which checks your lung function. I do EKGs. We draw labs. We evaluate your hormones because your hormones are an important part of your health. We check for your blood pressure in your arms and legs to see if you have any blockages in the arteries of your legs. We're looking for peripheral arterial disease. We take patients, and we also balance not just their estrogen, testosterone, but we look at your thyroid, which is very important. We do screening for patients who are starting to have memory loss. So, in the other important part of having a family doctor is that that person gets to know you. We get to see the nuances. How does that person change over time? You know, sometimes, and you know, when you know the history of that person, you can arrive to the diagnosis much quicker and easier because you already know what's happened in the past. And that's why it's so important when a new patient comes to me is that I do a very, very thorough history and physical. So, and put together the information, not only of what their history, their family history, their social history, what surgeries they've had, what hospitalizations they had. Their social history includes what kind of work does this patient do? Do they smoke? Do they drink alcohol? Do they exercise? Do they just sit around? Are they exposed to certain chemicals? Or even certain things such as mold. You know, we live in the state where there's more mold than anywhere else, ragweed. So there's a lot of problems with allergies. And it's really, really wonderful when you go to your doctor and your doctor has all the information and can go over all that information with you and put it all together. That's what makes, to me, being a doctor so exciting, is that I use the knowledge that I have with the history of the patient, to put it all together in order to take better care of my patients, because that's what it's about. I am, as a family doctor, I am taking care of my patients, but at the same time, that patient has to also take care of themselves. They need to, you know, I'm here to guide them. You know, I can't tell somebody, I can't go home with somebody who's a diabetic and watch over them at the, you know, during Thanksgiving and say, don't eat this carb, don't eat that carb. I'm trying to instill the patient and give them knowledge, which is why I have the radio show, to try to help my patients go, you know what, Dr. Triana, I heard that on your show, and you know, you're right. It really made a difference when I can watch my carbs. So one of the, now that we just have had our feast of food, I want to talk about a program that's really helped me. And it's called the Mediterranean Zone. And Dr. Barry Sears is, he is the one who wrote the Zone Diet. And he wrote that book in 1995. And since then, he's written other books, including The Mediterranean Zone. And he talks about inflammation and inflammation in your body. So the diet that he has, he promotes weight loss too. And in his book, which he talks about, he also invented this pasta. Now, the pasta you can get on his website. And it's called the zonediet.com. Or you can just Google Dr. Barry Sears. And his pasta, you're looking it up right now, Zane? His pasta that he's made, it's got 20 grams of protein per serving. Which, you know, I went to the grocery store and looked at all the different, you know, types of pasta. This is the highest amount of protein per serving. Plus, he has, it's got 28 grams of carbs, which is pretty good because a lot of servings have over 40 grams of carbs. And, you know, patients ask me, well, Dr. Triana, what do I do for diet? I said, well, if you're a diabetic or if you're trying to lose weight, you should look at your carbs, not just your calories. So did you find it?
Yes, zonediet.com.
Zonediet.com, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And he sells his pasta, and he sells a fusilli pasta and an orzo, which looks like little tiny rice. It's really good. And I have that for lunch with vegetables. It's really good. And then for dinner, I'll have that with vegetables and maybe a little protein. And that has really helped me because he feels that if you're not hungry, you have a better chance of sticking to the program, which makes sense, right?
Absolutely.
You know, people will always say that they feel hungry. Now, we also need to know what is hunger, because there's a part of hunger that's in our heads where we're really not hungry, but we want to eat.
Oh, is that when I'm passing by the, you know, the place in the mall that has all that good food, you know, or the, like for me, it's the gyros. I love those Greek sandwiches that they have.
Oh,
yes. My gosh. Yeah, those are the candy store. Wow, I'm hungry. Let's.
Yeah, you know, well, you know, that's the whole thing. Or a lot of people will eat when they're stressed out. I know when my husband passed away, I was very stressed and I ate a lot of carbohydrates. And that was stress eating.
And this time of year, especially, a lot of us don't have our loved ones with us, and that's another trigger.
I know. Or people have such high expectation for the holidays. By the way, if you want to give us a call at 206-1580. If you'd like to bring up anything, ask a question, any medical question. If I don't know it, believe me, I'll look it up. So the Mediterranean Zone is very, very helpful. And it's a very healthy diet. It's not a fad diet. And I will tell you, his pasta is delicious. It is really good.
And you can have your favorite marinara sauce on there.
Right. With veggies, a little protein. You can have, sometimes he just puts a little bit of the vegetable or the marinara sauce, fresh, you know, chop up just fresh vegetables and saute them and mix it in with the pasta. It's really good.
I could give everybody my ultimate pasta sauce recipe, at least a part of it. The important thing for I use it for pizza sauce because I learned it from a pizza place up where I used to live. But the big thing, you got to get San Marzano tomatoes. Those are the ones, the San Marzano
kind. Are
they
in a can?
Yeah, they have to be certified San Marzano tomatoes. And the big thing is you have garlic, onion, pepper. And the big thing is a little bit of basil, but oregano. You have to have all those things in there.
Fresh oregano.
Fresh oregano is better. Yes.
Okay.
And then if you want it for pizza sauce, you just blend it after it cooks down with a stick blender. If you don't want pizza sauce, you can, you know, put it over pasta with, you know, the veggies, you know.
So are those diced. Those whole tomatoes?
The whole tomatoes are better. It's better for you to buy them whole and then process them later.
Okay. In the can.
Mm-hmm.
And they're really good.
Yeah.
San Marzano.
You got to remember San Marzano, and I use the Cento brand, which you can find everywhere. There's different brands, but that's the one I see the most.
Oh, that is a good brand.
Yeah.
So we haven't gotten any calls.
Not yet.
206-1580. Is everybody still asleep after Turkey Day?
You know what's going on today is the Black Friday thing.
Oh, yeah. People are shopping.
But if you're listening on your iPhone or your smartphone while you're shopping, which you should be doing, give us a call here, 206-1580, toll-free, 888-441-1580.
Because I guess I'll say it again, what body part am I?
Yeah, let's give the clue. Do you want to give the clues again? Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm very important to you. You need me to play on your computer, to play the piano, to open a door. I'm also important to express love to another human being. What body part am I? So, what body part am I? Does anybody want to try to call it? 206-1580?
And this was also mentioned in the last sexual health tip.
Yes. So, you know, I am such a bookworm, and I love to read. And that's why I really think if you are really interested in trying to do a healthy diet, look at the Mediterranean zone. It definitely has helped me tremendously. You know, lean proteins, green vegetables. It says, unleash the power of the world's healthiest diet for superior weight loss, health, and longevity. Longevity, that's important. You know, the other book I really, really recommend, I tell everybody, if you're a man or a woman, is reading Dr. Morgan Taller's book, Testosterone for Life. It is so important. And what's important about it is how important testosterone is also for your health. It isn't just for your sexual well-being, but for your general health. He says here that if men who have a waist greater than 40 inches are more likely to have lower testosterone levels. How about that? That's very, very important to know. That among men with diabetes, 21% had a level of testosterone, total testosterone, less than 350. That's very low. Compared with 13% of non-diabetic men. Overall, men with diabetes had lower testosterone levels than non-diabetic men. And if you have low testosterone, your chances of developing diabetes, that risk increases by 50%. And it also, you know, people were concerned that if you were given testosterone, would that make your cholesterol worse? It doesn't. In fact, there's many studies that show that it can decrease your cholesterol. So one of the things in our program for BioT, we look at the patient's total testosterone, very important. And we also look at their blood sugar, And, oh, yes. Zane is just showing me here about the Zone pasta, the fusilli.
20 grams of protein
per serving. I told you, it's wonderful. It says losing weight is simple if you aren't hungry. 20 grams of protein. And you know what? It tastes good.
Wow.
In fact, a serving of the orzo pasta is a half a cup. And I will tell you, I cannot eat a whole serving. When I put it with vegetables, I just can't do it.
Well, I was doing some reading here.
It fills you up.
Also, it stabilizes your blood sugar levels, so you're not going to be as hungry.
Right.
It's going to curb your hunger a little bit. And 240 calories, I think.
Yeah. That's all. Not. And if you put green vegetables, you're doing great. It's helped me tremendously. I told you, after my husband passed away, I ate a lot of carbohydrates. And I don't feel deprived, you know, because, you know, sometimes the really low-carb diets, you feel so deprived because there's no pasta, no rice, no potatoes. And with this, you don't feel as deprived, I'm telling you. It really is good. So all of you out there, look into this, the Mediterranean Zone. And if you want to call in and ask questions about it, we're here at 206-1580. So going back to the hormones, which are very important, you need hormones too, which not that it helps you to lose. It helps you to lose weight because testosterone helps with your muscle mass. But, you know, I tell my patients, you don't get your hormones balanced. And hello, caller.
Well, hello to you.
Who's this?
This is a guy called Inventor John, and I just wanted you to know, just because nobody's calling, there are thousands out here in this populated area who are listening, and for whatever reason, they don't call. Some are backward. Some have no reason to call. There are so many reasons people don't call. But the reason I called, did you ask what the most important organ is in the body?
Yes, I did. What do you think is the most important organ?
Well, to me, it would have to be the heart.
You know what? That's a wonderful answer. You know, there's really no right or wrongs.
The reason I called you was I thought you had asked that question, but perhaps I'm wrong. I did invent, since you're in the medical field, people was getting the AIDS virus, for probably 10 years previous to what I'm leading up to.
Yes.
And when they would go in for kidney dialysis, they would not flush the pumps out. And those that they did flush the pumps out, but the pumps had an impeller inside, like any pump.
Oh.
And it did not reach all the bearings. The pumps were very tiny.
Yes.
And the attendants did their job, but they didn't kill all the AIDS virus germs. So in 15 minutes, of course, I got inventions going back to age 18 years old, back to 1943.
Wow.
Well, what it was a pre-rotating aircraft landing wheel. You see the smoke when they land on the ground at big airports?
Yes.
Well, it starts the wheels turning due to the airplane flying through the air, and makes the wheels turn previous. Not exact landing speed, but anything helps. But anyway.
How interesting.
I designed a pump that when you flush it out, there's no internal parts. Everything is external.
Oh.
And what it is, and it's in every hospital in the world, modern hospital, it's oddly enough, they're using it in the laundry rooms and the kitchens of rest homes. It's so cheap to manufacture. But the whole secret is this.
What?
It's a surgical rubber hose of various diameters, depending on who manufactures it or what purpose it's going to be used for. And it's shaped like the letter C.
Uh-huh.
And that letter C fits into a plastic housing, quite simply. They're usually about 4 inches by 4 inches, the housing. And you see them on those soap opera shows for authenticity, background props, one might say. Even though they're the real pump, they're not, you know, it's a story on TV. But anyway, the whole secret is inside the circle, two or three rollers rotate, and they compress the rubber hose.
Uh-huh.
So consequently, whatever's in the rubber hose must move forward in the direction of the rollers.
Okay.
That's the whole secret is.
Wow.
When you flush it out, there's nowhere for germs to hide.
So are you a biomedical engineer? Now, what was your first name again?
John Yonda. I live in Englewood.
Okay, John.
Yeah, I've listened to you all the time.
Thank you so much, sweetheart. Are you a biomedical engineer then?
No, I'm just a dumbbell that never even went to college.
Oh, no.
I did do about 15 years under the roof of the University of Miami, studying all sorts of whatever interested me. But anyway, before I ever moved to Florida, which was over 50 years ago, I had, about four or five patents on the market. You can pull up my Cadillac automatic park and brake release. If you forget to take the brake off on your car,
as
soon as you start your engine, you create a vacuum on your intake manifold of your engine, and a little hose comes from that down to the release apparatus, which is very simple, a diaphragm and a spring, and the brake kicks itself off. Only because we had the biggest restaurant up near Pittsburgh, and we had a big blue or green station wagon with the gold lettering on the side of the restaurant, the name of the restaurant. And my mother would forget to take the brake off. Well, previously, it was a family.
It
started out around 1911, and it ran till 1964 until my dad shut it down. He was the final relative that it was a hand-me-down thing, and it was they'd lock the door on holidays because too many people got in and stood behind you while you were eating. And it's uncomfortable if you're sitting down eating.
Yes.
So she'd lock the door and put the window up and say, take a drive up to the park and come back in 45 minutes. Well, they always came back because a chicken dinner, three pieces, and triple French fries, salad, a coffee, tea, or milk, buck and a half.
A buck and a half?
Wow.
Well, that was in the 40s, 30s and 40s and 50s and up till 64. 1964.
And you've been here in Florida for 50 years?
Oh, yeah. Oh, a little over. About 53.
In Englewood?
No, in Port Charlotte.
Oh,
in Punta Gorda. I went through Hurricane Charlie.
Oh, I know. That was such an event for everybody.
Oh, so many people were destroyed. And then they had the money to rebuild a lot of them. But anyway, pull up, there's about six inventions on the market in the patent office before I ever moved to Florida.
That's
anyway,
wonderful.
I've got my head's full of inventions. I could make millionaires right and left. Oddly enough, a lot of them were stolen. The kidney dialysis. Every doctor in Charlotte County and doctors talk to their wives know who invented the pump, the kidney dialysis pump. Everybody knows. I've got about four or five doctors I've gone through in the last. I've lived in 32 years, I think it is, in Charlotte County. But you are so interesting.
Oh, thank you.
And that fellow sitting there across from you, I can tell from his comments, he has feelings for other people beside himself.
Oh, Zane is wonderful.
Hey, John, before you go, I want you to know I was born in Pittsburgh and I lived in Steubenville, Ohio.
Oh, my Lord.
Yes, sir.
My mother's brother's son worked with the guy that was a big-time movie actor in Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
They were bouncers in Steubensville at these nightclubs.
Yeah, my dad used to see Dino walking down the street with, a couple other guys with
him. You mean Dean Martin?
Yes.
Dean Martin? That's
Dean
right.
Dean Martin is from Steubenville, Ohio.
Oh, you're
dad.
Well,
yeah.
Like I said, I guess they were about 21, 25, and certainly no older than that. But they were the muscle that was needed for the drum.
Oh, yeah. And every year they have a big Dean Martin festival, and Dean's daughter, Dina, presides over it.
Really?
Oh, that's beautiful. I don't think Dean, that his act, pretending to be it, excuse me, to drink, I think that was strictly showmanship. I doubt if he even drank at all.
He didn't. According to Dina, she said he didn't. It was iced tea in that glass.
Oh, really?
He had the most beautiful voice.
Oh, he sure did.
I really admired him, and if I knew where all the DVDs were of his movies, anything he was in, I would buy them tomorrow.
Well, I've got to tell you how proud I am to be from Mingo Junction and Steubenville both. And
good Lord.
It's beautiful there. I went to school in Mingo Junction, my first school, and I loved it up there. I really did.
Well, I was born just about 30 miles from there.
Wow.
In West Virginia.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, I want you to know that the both of you are appreciated.
Oh, well, you know, it's such a pleasure that you have called us today on the day after Thanksgiving. And I want to tell you, if I could only tell everybody and give everybody out there a big hug and tell them, thank you so much, because I love doing the show. I know Zane and I, isn't this, it's, we just love it.
We sure do. This is a labor of love for both of us. And
yeah, I never miss it.
I'm getting a free medical education sitting here.
Yeah, one day I must stop in. I used to talk every day on WCCF.
Well,
yeah.
Sure. Yeah,
and of course I was known as the U-235, and that is the that means yeah. Radioactive.
Oh.
And that is a component of the atomic bomb.
Yes, that's great. Well, oh, you're wonderful. You have wonderful stories, and you're so interesting.
You'd be a great guest on the show, Dr.
Yeah.
Triana. He really
yeah.
would.
Well, listen, John, God bless you. I hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Well, I thank you both for that, and I want these people out there, here's your big chance to learn something about your own body.
Yes.
For free.
And every part of it's important. That's the good part.
Well, thank you again.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, John. Thank you. God bless. I am so...
What a beautiful
one
caller.
One thing I'm thankful for is that we record this show every week.
Yes.
I am so thankful that we're taping right now because we have that call preserved for history. And what a wonderful call.
Yes.
My goodness.
What a beautiful call. And you know the area where he... Isn't that incredible?
Yes, we both come from the same area.
That's amazing.
I mean, I was basically born in Pittsburgh, and as soon as I was born and released from the hospital, my mom drove me to Steubenville, where we lived, you know?
And
Ohio.
Isn't that great? What a beautiful caller. Thank
yeah.
you. And, you know, I actually have heard from other people I run into who say, oh, I love your show, but, you know, we're too shy to call. But it still feels good when people call.
It sure
you
does.
Know, and it feels good when I run into people. You know, today is the day after a big holiday. And so usually my husband and I, as we all know, I've talked about that he passed away in March. We would be going to Chicago for a big conference, the largest radiological conference in the world, because he was a radiologist. And I absolutely love Chicago, by the way. It's in Chicago. There's 60,000 people that sign up for this conference. 60,000. And it's huge in McCormick Place. But my favorite thing of Chicago are their museums. And that field, the Field Museum, the Art Institute, I just spend hours and hours, and I just love it so much. Just love Chicago. And the restaurants. And Lake Michigan looks like an ocean to me. It's so beautiful. But Chicago, for all those out there who are from Chicago, and you were able to grow up in a place that has such incredible art and history, museums, that's really wonderful. Now, I loved growing up here in Charlotte County, but we didn't have those, you know, type of museums, of course. So when I was a little kid, we would go to New York and visit my grandmother. And I remember she would take us to the Metropolitan, to one of my favorite was the natural history, the dinosaurs. Do you like dinosaurs?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, my gosh. I just would. Oh, and then they had these, they were like dioramas, and you could see the cavemen, and they had the animals, and oh, and you know, when you're a little kid, all that's amazing.
It sure is. I mean, when you see a big city, I'll never forget the first time I ever saw Pittsburgh as a 6 or 7 year old, or Cleveland downtown. It's beautiful.
Oh, yes.
Now it is. Didn't used to be, but it is now.
Oh, so let's play our little commercial, and we'll take a break.
Okay, guys, listen up. You feel like a 70-year-old man in a 45-year-old body can't work out like you used to. Maybe your testosterone is low. You know, testosterone is the dipstick of men's health. Levels decline after 30, accelerated by a variety of environmental chemicals that can convert the reduced testosterone you are producing to estrogen. That's the female hormone, and not good. You can change all that at the Triana Center for Hormone Balance. There, your hormones are measured, a thorough physical done, and a program to restore your hormone balance is laid out for you. Bioidentical hormone pellets implants are inserted beneath the skin every 4 to 5 months by a certified BioT physician. 15 minutes and you're on your way to feeling better, having more energy, improved muscle tone, and renewed interest in your sex partner. Yay! Still not convinced? Go to the BioT website. That is BioTEmedical.com. Then call 625-1990 for an appointment that will change your life.
Hi, this is Dr. Elizabeth Triana. Let me balance your hormones with BioT. Call me at 941-625-1990 for your appointment.
It's 11:52 now, about 8 minutes left in the program. Call us at 206-1580, toll free at 888-441-1580. The Dr. Triana Show, a service of the Triana Prevention Center, located at 3155 Harbor Boulevard, Suite 100, Port Charlotte, Florida. Give them a call at 941-625-1990. That's 625-1990. And now back to your host, Dr. Elizabeth Triana.
And good beautiful morning in gorgeous Port Charlotte, Punta Gorda, Florida, Charlotte County. I'm telling you. And oh, what a great caller John was. How interesting.
Absolutely made our day.
Oh my goodness. And he has all these inventions. And, you know, it's when we just played that little commercial about men and getting testosterone treatment, which is one of the things I do at the Triana Prevention Center on the Triana Center for Hormone Balance. And it's so important because we use bioidentical hormone pellets. So Dr. Morgenthaler, who wrote this book, everybody get the book, Testosterone for Life. I love these questions and answers that he has in his book. Like, one of the questions that someone asked him, and I think this is really interesting, and I know we're kind of running out of time here, but is testosterone the reason men are more violent than women? And he says, no, there is no evidence of that. The question was, is it true that criminals have higher testosterone levels than non-criminals? No. Does testosterone have important functions in women? Yes, it does. We know it does. It's very important for their brain, their bones. It protects their breast. Very important. And I just think it's really important. One of the questions, does testosterone give you anger? No. But there is an association with men who have low testosterone who are depressed, irritable, cranky. So it's actually the opposite. Now, Dr. Morgenthaler, which in the future we're going to go into more in depth, how he debunked, he proved that testosterone does not cause you to have cancer of the prostate. The question was, does testosterone have anything to do with erections other than making a man aroused? Well, yes, it has a lot to do with your erections because the testosterone affects in your brain, the functions in your brain. It also works directly on the penis and is very important in the production of chemical messengers that tell the blood vessels to cause an erection. And that's in the chambers in the penis called the corpocarvinosum. So that's really important. So testosterone's important also for men who have issues with erectile dysfunction. Does the amount of body hair reflect testosterone values? Not necessarily. So remember, what are the symptoms of low testosterone men? They can be anything from low energy levels, erectile dysfunction, decrease nighttime erections, decreased libido, decreased muscle mass, also osteoporosis, brain fog. All these are very important symptoms to look at. So if we are going, it was so nice to have the callers say that they're learning more and more about their bodies, which is so important. So I want to recap, and I want everyone to remember their numbers. And if you can't remember, write it down. How about putting it in your wallet? Or ladies, put it in your purse. Write down and ask your doctor, what is your blood pressure? Just write it down. And what was your last fasting blood sugar? What is your total cholesterol? What is your triglycerides, your HDL, your healthy cholesterol, or your LDL, or your lousy cholesterol? Yes, most people don't want to know this, but we need to know, what is your waist size? And going with the waist size, it is important to know what your weight is. A lot of patients will purposely not weigh themselves, so they think they don't have to know the number. But it does make a difference.
You know, I do that with my bank account. A lot of times I'm like afraid to look because it's going to be low. And one time I did, I thought it was going to be low, and it was like, it was a lot higher than I thought it was going to be. So kind of your numbers are the same way. You're afraid. Some people are afraid to look because they're afraid they might have a problem.
I know. But, you know, reality is so important. Sometimes it's hard to face reality. It's hard to know, you know, I mean, like, I've had patients come in, well, I have a little sugar. I said, there's no such thing as having a little sugar in your blood. You either have it or you don't. It's a number. Your weight is a number. Your blood pressure is a number. Your pulse is a number. So now that we are looking at numbers, how about the number of one? That means the number of two, the number of three. How about the number of this world and all that we have thankful? How many things are we thankful for? Every one of you out there, give a hug, a kiss to that person that you love. Say thank you. Thank you for being in my life. Thank you for being there, for being my friend. Thank you for caring about me. This is Dr. Elizabeth Triana, and I want to thank you all for listening and enjoying the program, because I love doing this too. God bless you and stay healthy.
WCCF, Punta Gorda.